And we're back on the Weird But Harmless podcast with Tim and Ferris. It's been a little while since we've done one. Once again, real life. Moving on.
2 weeks.
Has it?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I thought it was longer than that. Anyways, Ferris has an interesting story he wants to tell you. Just to start off with and break the ice, a chicken massacre.
Chicken massacre. All right, first, I'm not saying black people or Asians or Arabs can't appreciate what I'm saying. I'm talking to white people specifically right now, and your love for every kind of goddamn animal. Your love for raccoons is misplaced. Raccoons are not these cuddly, cute creatures. They're vicious little fucking monsters that will stop at nothing to ruin everything that you have that's outside and at night. You can call them trash pandas and giggle whenever they wash shit in the water and, like, look, they're cleaning it. I just want you to know that if you feel that way about those creatures, I fucking hate you. And I know it's white people. I'm telling you, I've not seen one black guy go, man, look how cute that raccoon is. They don't say that. Only stupid-ass white people say that. And I realize I'm half white. And I've got myself going like, oh, they're cute. Oh, and then I realize you need to get away from that.
Hold up. To be fair, they are pretty cute, but I can also step back and go, yeah, they messed a lot of things up.
They fuck shit up. They're vicious. They're mean as fuck if you get close to them. At night, they make the weird-ass noises when they're fighting amongst each other to see who's the most shitbag out of them. Anyways, so what happened, I bought over about $50 worth of chicks, baby chickens. So because, once again, our older chickens got massacred a few years ago, or about a year ago, and left us with no chickens. They killed almost 15 full-grown chickens.
That's impressive, actually, because chickens are vicious.
The motherfucker fucking... he found a way, like, inside of a maximum security pen and got in there and fucking killed every single one of them. And then guess what? I'm like, okay, so somehow I can't remember how we got five chickens. So we got five chickens in there, and they're laying eggs, but, you know, we need about 20 to be a respectable, you know, coop of chickens. So I buy 15 chicks. Well, I tell you what, I bought five at first. Something stuck their little hand and grabbed one of my chicks, and so I had four. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go get 11 more, and I'm going to have 15 chickens. And I made the little place where they're staying just as defensible as possible, okay? So I've had them for in there a few days, feed them and water them. They're not very hard to upkeep. You just make sure they have food and water, and that's it. There's not much else you do with them. And just wait until they get old enough to put into the big pen. Well, a cat, a mink, what do you call them? A possum, even a skunk. They're opportunistic predators. If they get a chance, they might stick their hand in there and pull the chick out. But I'd put boards and stuff on there, on the sides. I wake up this morning, and something had went in there and just ripped everything to fucking pieces. Pulled the door, pulled on the thing, ripped the staples out, and killed every single one of them except for two that I just so happened to find. And they probably have PTSD just from seeing this raccoon not only rip, you know, he took his time. He didn't do it quick. He knows these motherfuckers are sleeping. I'm going to rip this place apart, and I'm going to fucking feast. And that's what he did. And that's all those chicks saw. And they were just probably sitting up in the corner just watching this thing. Just, you know, every now and then, while I would rip shit to pieces, it would just look at them and then just keep doing it. Rip shit up and look, stare at them. And then all I knew is their death was just inevitable. So those chicks probably never be the same again. But what makes me the most angry is that this raccoon had probably uses little cute little paws in the sand and drew out like little. I wouldn't doubt if it's a goddamn conspiracy up, you know, conspiracy of fucking raccoons doing it. They figured it out and ripped this fucking. They used their paws and wrote in the sand and figured out how are we going to rip this fucking cage apart and keep these motherfucking chickens. This is our only chance. So they drew up the plans, waited late at night, probably at 2 in the morning when everything was all calm. Scared the cats away, methodically ripped the cage to pieces.
Somehow got past Rizzo.
Somehow. Rizzo is probably sitting over there just watching him, just like wishing she could kill him. But alas, she wasn't able to get over there.
Those raccoons would fuck Rizzo up too, so.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I don't know. I got one raccoon in the backwoods of my house that is bigger than Rizzo. And it's just, I mean, it's got nothing. It has no predator out there.
It doesn't fear. But at least Rizzo would give him a reason to run. But she probably couldn't reach him. So this cabal of raccoons methodically ripped my fucking cage to pieces just to get inside.
You know,
and you know what? To add insult to injury, they didn't even eat all of them. They left me with two fucking chickens.
Are you gonna?
Here's the thing: I don't know if they did it on purpose to be like, "Look, this is just a fucking warning. If you bring them here again," or they just were so in so much bloodlust craziness, they just two chicks just happened to get away.
Or maybe they just ate too many chickens.
They're
like,
just so full. They're so full of baby chicks that they're just fucking laying somewhere. It's like, I cannot eat anymore. And you know they didn't just eat. They probably ate the whole thing. They're fucking tiny. They probably just grabbed, just ate them like fucking grapes. They didn't even appreciate them. They just fucking gobbled them down like a godless whore.
You know,
fucking drives me crazy.
You know how to solve this problem?
Fucking kill every goddamn one of them. That's how.
Well, that, and, you know, stop being like white people and just go to the store and buy some eggs.
I don't want to do that. It's really to help my mom out because she wanted chickens, but she doesn't want to raise them. So I got some so I could raise them, and then put them in her place whenever she's ready for them.
Grocery store has eggs,
but they don't taste as good. They're shitty. And here's the thing, Tim. Luckily, Bob gave his life so we could have a new place to put the chickens in.
I don't think he voluntarily gave his life.
I think the cat just jumped down on top of it and knocked his hole in the cage and he got out. But anyways, it's a perfect place for the chicks to go.
It's kind of ironic that it wasn't the cats that got Bob.
Because here's the thing. If they can get in Bob's cage, like if they rip through Bob's cage, I just give up. Because that thing is Fort fucking Knox. Apparently only the top is the weak link. Fucking drive me insane. Fucking $50 worth of fucking chickens. $50.
You know, I just, man. I got nothing.
Have you ever raised anything besides a fucking dog, Tim?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. No,
I'm just asking.
Nah. Because I don't want to have the responsibility. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Eggs are not that expensive. If I need eggs, I'm just going to go buy eggs.
I mean, I get that. But we just wanted some goddamn chickens.
My neighbors have chickens. Or they did. I don't know if they still do.
Well, what does this world come to when you can't raise fucking chickens with goddamn raccoons? You know, back in my papa's day, raccoons had a reason to be scared. Isn't there some fucking barefoot white guys are going to fucking gun them down if they saw them? But now everyone's like, they feed them. They feed these nasty-ass creatures that spread diseases and shit.
Ferris, I don't know what to tell you, my friend.
And then I see something to talk about, like possums. Look how cute. If you come up to me and say a possum's cute, I will fucking slap the shit out of you.
And the funny thing about it is all these animals they say are cute will not let you get anywhere near them.
No, they'll fucking chew your fucking hand off. Even armadillo will fucking run from
you. I mean, hell, I can look at a wolf and go, man, that's a pretty animal, but I ain't getting near that motherfucker.
Have you ever been next to a cage raccoon?
No, I've been next to a real raccoon just separated by a door. You remember at the house whenever we lived in and that raccoon was eating a cat's food and the cat's just sitting there watching him like, you take all you want, man.
You just take your time. Fucking cats won't fuck with a raccoon. But anything, even most dogs won't. It takes a special dog to fuck with a raccoon.
The only time I've ever seen dogs fuck with a raccoon was when it was more than one. Whenever I had one dog that would be outside, he would just let the raccoon eat his food. He was like, I ain't messing with it. But when we had two dogs outside, that was when, okay, maybe we can do this.
I'll tell you this right now. Rizzo wouldn't allow that shit to happen.
Titan would probably try to help the raccoon.
Rizzo is a fucking savage.
She is. I give her that.
She will fuck small animals up that aren't dogs. As long as they're not dogs.
I've seen it. She had no mercy on that poor little kitten.
Yeah.
I'd like to think Bob went quickly, but I doubt it.
I don't know. He probably went pretty quick. Rizzo, when she bites down, it's funny. Like, if you give her, like, a piece of chicken, she'll come up and, like, she will not snap it out of your hand. She'll just, like, slowly get it.
Yeah.
But when I've seen her attack shit, she fucking, like, you can hear their bones breaking. And I'm just trying to stop it, but Jesus.
You know, I can just picture Rizzo, like, watching this little, not having any idea. Like, what is this thing? But it's got about two more feet. And poor Bob being unaware of where he's about to walk into, just.
You know, the bad thing is that Rizzo had been barking the night before, and I put her into the kennel part mm-hmm. and locked her in there because she won't bark while she's in there. And before, I woke up at 4 to go run at 4:30, and I let her out so she'd be running around. And that was the fatal flaw. That was the...
How did y'all find out she did it? Did y'all just wake up?
Where's Bob? And then we saw a big plume of bird feathers in the yard, and just knew, we just... Samer found the body, and he said it wasn't pretty.
Was there any malice towards Rizzo, or it was like, God damn it?
She just does what... She comes from actual hunting dogs. Like, yeah. That's where she was... they got her from. Guys who... They raise them to actually be hog dogs, to go after hogs. And they sell them to people like down South Louisiana and stuff like that. So she has that viciousness in her naturally, this prey instinct that like a lot of dogs don't have because they weren't raised to be like that. Like the over generation after generation after generation.
Granted, we didn't take dogs when we went pig hunting, but we took enough guns to have, you know, for a small country to have an arsenal. But I mean, how many dogs is needed to hunt?
So I haven't been. I just know a little bit about it. Typically, I mean, it probably changes with people. You have what's called bay dogs.
Right.
This is like five or six dogs. Catahoula Curs are one of them. That they're mean, but they're not and they'll bite at the pig, but they're not necessarily trying to kill it. They're just banging it up, pinning it up, putting it somewhere in a corner. They're fast, they're strong, and they can. So they have those, and then they have the motherfuckers. These motherfuckers, when I mean motherfuckers, I'm talking about like different types of pit bull, the Staffordshire, Shire,
I know what you're talking
whatever
about.
It is.
Little target dog?
Those dogs, Presa Canarios, just big Dogo Argentinos. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, but a lot of those dogs are more like, I didn't think those were like.
Oh, but they are.
I mean, I know they can be, but I felt like most of those times, those dogs were more like, okay, shit's supposed to be in a certain place and.
Well, see, it's usually like a pit bull type of dog.
Yeah.
A pit bull type of dog, because even a Dogo Argentino looks like a pit bull anyways. But they cover them in armor, with like a chest armor, and they go in there and they fucking drag that pig out of the fucking thing by their fucking face. And you have to think about it, how fearless that dog is to deal with a fucking pig. Because pigs are fucking vicious. And they go in there and drag the motherfucker out by its fucking face.
I think you told me this, but I don't remember the answer now. You can take a domesticated pig, and it will turn feral eventually, right?
Yeah, okay. Especially the babies. They have babies, they'll turn to fucking wild motherfuckers. You can get pigs to be like fucking dogs.
They can reproduce pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
They're a real problem in South Texas, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a problem in Louisiana, too. Mm-hmm. They reproduce like every 3 months, something like that. Spitting out more pigs. And they're vicious little fucks. And the males, the bad thing about the males is... You can go kill all of them, but they fucking smell like shit. And they ain't hardly worth eating.
I just remember when we went hunting, you looked over at me and we were like, man, if a pig comes out here and charges at him, he's not going to know what the fuck to do.
I kept thinking, I was like, I need to put Tim in the tree stand. And I just kept looking over at you sitting on the ground because we were about 70 yards apart from each other, which I wasn't worried about Brett. I was like, you know, he's been to Iraq, so I hope he can deal with a pig. But I don't know, even a fucking wild-ass pig coming to you has to be a little bit different than fucking fighting some scrawny-ass Iraqi. You know? I mean, I'm sure they both would bite you, but I'm just saying a pig is a little bit... Everyone thinks they're hard-ass until that fucking pig is coming at you.
You know, it's funny, while I was sitting there, I was like, how did I get here? Like, what point did my decision making lead me to sitting on the forest floor waiting for a pig to come out?
And we had like,
we had
what guns did you have?
I think I had a shotgun and I had a rifle.
Shotgun and rifle, or you have a pistol? I don't know what you had.
I remember, I know I had a pistol, but It was kind of one of those things. Like, I don't know why I had it because I knew I had no idea what to do with it.
Just pointed at the motherfucker and shoot.
Yeah, I know I had a shotgun. And I think I had one of your hunting rifles.
And see, the one thing I did is I made sure you had a shotgun. Because I knew those are easy, probably the easiest things. And even a person without hardly any skill can fucking hit something with a shotgun.
Yeah.
At least the fucking pig charging you.
I'm not a bad shot, though. Hold on.
I didn't say you were. I'm just saying, like, anyone who has the least experience with a weapon, you know, Brett, obviously, than me. Mm.
Speaking of which, I might need to take my bow. Titan jumped on it at one point, and I just need to make sure it's still aligned correctly. I don't know.
Okay.
Do I just take it up there and be like, you know, hey, I just need to make sure this is still aligned correctly? Okay.
That's pretty much it.
We need to start practicing. And one thing I want to do this season, because I was in, I guess I just had a weird idea of what we were doing, but I quickly realized while I was sitting in that tree stand, this isn't going to be the same as what we've practiced.
No, you got to sit down and pull it. You can stand up. You just have to be fucking...
You're not going to be able to get in perfect position to be able to aim. You're going to be in some weird-ass position hoping for...
Yeah, hoping for that sex. Sometimes you got to hold the motherfucker back for a little while until you shoot.
I definitely need to. I need to get a target and some hay bales because my yard is on a downhill slope, which sucks when I got to mow. But yeah, you know, it'll be.
It's better for you because it's what you're going to be doing. You're not going to. I got a place for us to go where you're going to be sitting down and shooting. But for the most part, you're going to be shooting down like that. And there is, like, that angle changes a lot of things.
That's hard to practice, too, unless you're just. Your whole yard is downhill. You know, mine's a gradual downhill. I'm sorry about your chickens. Do we need to? You know, I'd say you know, do we need to bury them? But there ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing to bury. There are probably eight of them inside one raccoon right now, and he's fucking sleeping his ass off right now. He's probably gonna eat for like 8 days.
Smiling, knowing he got your chickens.
Just fucking sitting there,
dreaming about.
He's probably seeing me walking around just like in the shadows. And he's like, I'm going to get that motherfucker's chickens.
Plotting against you.
He's plotting against me.
I feel like one day I'm going to come back over here from Shreveport and you're going to be trying to like figure out how to protect your chickens with laser turrets or something.
I'm going to be like the fucking predator and fucking skin the motherfuckers and hang them up in the tree.
Oh my God.
Just like a warning to others. Just keep them up there until they fucking rot away.
Yeah, you can't even put Rizzo anywhere near the chickens to protect them because she'll probably eat the chickens.
She'll fucking kill the chickens. But you know what? If they're in the cage, I wouldn't mind it. If I could get the cage where she couldn't get in there, I'd keep her. Because here's the thing. If she can't kill them, sure shit ain't nothing else going to kill them.
It's kind of. I was thinking about this while you were talking about it. I was thinking, you know, there's different types of dogs bred for different things. And I'm just like, I wonder how. Because, you know, we all agree they came from wolves. Yeah, that's not disputed. But I'm just like, you know, there's Rizzo. And then there's, you know, Remy, Helen, Titan. You look at them, none of them even look anywhere near the same.
No.
Remy and Rizzo are the only ones that might could be kind of close, but they're, you know, they're not even close. And it's like, you've seen pictures of Prescaneros and, you know, Caucasian. Have you ever seen a Caucasian Shepherd dog?
Yeah, they're huge.
Used to hunt wolves and bears. And it's like, who does this? How does this happen? You know, and then you got a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
It's like a Chihuahua.
I keep thinking, it's like, did they just have, like, you had a midget wolf, and then you got them turning into dogs, and you kept getting the midget of the midgets until you just fucking couldn't make them any more midgety.
Well, I mean, because you know them people didn't have gene splicing back then. It's not like some Indian, I say Indian, but, you know.
You just had the hope your fucking dog gave birth to a fucking runt, and then it's like, okay, we got to get that runt. But then it's like, why do you want your dog to be fucking completely useless like that? I'm gonna get it. They become lap dogs, become like companion dogs. I guess that's what they are. You know, Chihuahua and Pekingese and all these other stupid ass dogs.
I mean, I guess in one form, when they step on you, it's only like 5 pounds versus my dog. When he steps on you, it kind of hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't.
We got on that list there.
All right. So, talked about your chicken massacre. It's a very interesting story, actually. I I got several things on his list. There's really no way. The Epstein case.
I'm going to be as least conspiratorial.
Please do, because we're putting this out there, and I don't...
Do you want to get suicided?
I don't want to be suicided.
Okay, so let's say the least interesting thing that could have happened. He got arrested for pedophilia. He knew that everyone hates him. That his life is pretty much forfeit. So he just committed suicide. That's not an implausible story.
No.
It isn't. Here's the only thing about that. All right, he had been in suicide watch, and granted, they said they took him off. But I'm kind of wondering, why did you take him off suicide watch? I'm not saying that I know enough about corrections to understand how things go. I'm just saying, in that situation, why wasn't he being watched constantly? That's the main thing. Like, even at the base, like, without a conspiracy, that he just was someone who just realized he's a pedophile, he's going to go to prison forever, and he's...
probably going to be murdered in prison.
Murdered in prison. You know, he just took the easy way out, which is, you know, that's a perfectly logical way to think of that without getting super, without him being murdered or anything. But here's the thing. The conspiracy is, why wasn't he being fucking watched? And the simple thing, it could be just incompetence. People just didn't fucking do it. But that's a big fuck up, if that is. That's a huge fuck up. And it doesn't help that he, you know, his names and all this other shit. But
You're right, that could be. I don't know enough about it to give a good answer. It's just, when you told me some of the things you told me, I'm like, as far as the names.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, if it weren't for the names, that's the, because everything you said is perfectly logical. You know, he could have been just guilt-ridden.
Yeah. But.
But. And the only other thing is, this has happened a lot. As far as people having information and then suddenly feeling guilty and killing themselves.
Information on who? Yeah.
I'd prefer not to say.
Okay.
Because if I name names.
You might be suicided next.
I might be suicided.
Three gunshot in the back of the head. Somehow Tim was able to get a gun, which he doesn't have, and shoot himself three times in the back of the head. With his hands tied up behind his back.
I'm not that flexible, I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm moving on quickly.
Yeah.
Speaking of guns, El Paso and the Ohio shootings. I don't really know that much about the Ohio shooting, but we watched some of the snap. I don't know who this guy was, but kind of got to give him some props for being brave enough to run towards the gunshots in the Walmart, because you showed me the video or whatever, and I'm just like...
I'm not going to run towards that.
I'm trying to figure out how to get out of Walmart.
You know, it showed some bad hypocrisy on the left on that. And the reason what I say about that is so the guy in Texas was, from what I seen, was like a right-wing kind of guy, if that's kind of fair, and was maybe like Trump or had quoted Trump or something like that. The media just ran with that.
Right.
And maybe not, you know, maybe they did have a point. Maybe.
Maybe it was fair criticism.
Maybe there was fair criticism of what they're saying. But they had the Ohio guy who was liberal, who talked about gun control, who liked Elizabeth Warren and all this stuff, and they didn't say anything about that. I fucking do that.
I've barely seen any coverage on that.
On that one. And guess what? You know, and guess what his accomplishment was? So one thing they talked about was the white nationalism is a problem. Guess who the guy in Ohio's accomplice was?
Who?
A black guy. No one says anything about that.
Crazy is as crazy does.
That is irresponsible by the media to push that narrative and not be fair, because it fucks up everything. How can I trust you, and how can you not take Trump seriously when he says things are fake news, when you are constantly proving him right? He says fake news, and then you look at things like, maybe that's not fake, but then you look at some other things like, maybe he has a fucking point.
Something we were talking about earlier, and, you know, it'd be nice to have a news channel that doesn't try to lead you or leave out facts. Just give me the facts. Let me make up my own mind. I'm a pretty intelligent person, for the most part. Sometimes I'm a dumbass, but, you know.
Well, we were talking about that we were talking about ESPN. Remember we were talking about ESPN and saying, like, they did the same thing the news channels did. They got infected with the money revenue from being crazy and talking about shit they aren't. So ESPN starts talking about politics. At first, they probably like, oh, man, they probably started getting people in. And then it probably got to a point where people were just fucking sick of it. They just want to see fucking home runs and soccer goals and touchdowns and whatever, the sports stuff.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear that, was it Jamila girl talking about, I don't even know what the fuck her name.
I know who you're talking about.
But talking about, you know, antagonizing people and, like, being super racial about things. No one wants to fucking hear that. People got, they probably did well at first, but people got fucking sick of fucking hearing about it.
But you know the strangest thing is people will still watch. I don't understand what it is. People will know
they get off to getting pissed off.
Right? People will know something's going to make them mad, and they just keep going with it. It's like they'll subscribe to a page just so they can be pissed off. And I'm like,
here's the thing. I'm not saying that the path I took is the best path, but it is. I just stopped fucking watching ESPN. I stopped fucking watching it.
Turned off social media.
I'm not going to engage, because that's all they want to do. They just want people to, even with the news things around here, there's a whole bunch of shit that they post that is completely just asinine. There's no reason for them to post that shit. Besides, they know that people are going to get pissed off.
We've talked about this, and I think we went back and looked one time on one of the news sites. They posted a happy story, had 5 comments.
Yeah.
They posted a story that they knew was going to piss people off.
500 comments,
if not more. You know, it's people for whatever reason want to be pissed off, and I can't figure it out.
But here's the thing, though, is that they complain and bitch about KTVE. Well, that's what they are. KTVE posting that stuff,
but they won't comment on the happy stuff, so they can post more happy yeah. stuff.
Well, the thing is like, you know, that's what they're trying to do, and yet you fucking comment on it.
You
it's
play
like you
right.
You can't because I've seen people who said I'm done with this station. Comment 5, 6, keep commenting. It's like stop. Why don't you just stop?
I turned off Facebook.
Unfollow them.
Yeah.
And even me, even in those, like I try to make funny comments. And I don't even make comments that really, like, try to argue with. Like, and if people try to engage with them, I don't argue with them. I'm done arguing with people on the fucking internet. And here's the thing: my brain it sees some things and it wants to say stuff, and I go. I know how to beat that argument. I know how to beat this, but I'm like,
What's the point?
What am I gonna do?
I have a lot of things like that. It's like I could beat that argument, but I'm just like, you're not gonna change their mind. I've kind of noticed, like, I've noticed some people are willing to listen to. They might not agree with it, but they're willing to listen. And I've learned some people, like, if you don't agree with their ideology, you might as well have just kicked them in the testicles and spit on their grandmother or something. Like, it's like, whoa, man, I'm not attacking who you are as a person. I'm just trying to make a conversation that I, you know, it sucks because, and I know you're guilty of it, so don't say you're not. Sometimes you just glide and go, yeah, man, yeah, just so they'll shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to fucking talk. Like this.
It's like, I don't agree with this person, but nothing's going to be...
To the chicken masker. So when I was going to get the chickens, I was Tractor Supply, the place where they had the chicken stuff at. So I walked up, and I don't know what it is about Tractor Supply. They always have, like, some people selling shit outside of it.
Right.
And it's a lot of times, not all the time. Sometimes you're selling food for, like, fundraisers. It's fine. But this one, I just noticed a lot of stuff they were selling, like crosses and stuff that had religious stuff on it, which is nothing wrong with that. But I just, so I walked by this guy. He goes, hey, man, how much you weigh, man? You look jacked. And I was like, I'm at 237, you know. I was, you know, 238 the other day. And then I realized, like, oh, cool. And then he goes, yeah, I'm just here. And walked in, and I came back out, and he was talking to me about some stuff, and he was talking about how he wanted to gain weight and all this stuff. And I was wondering where he was going to try to ask me about, like, Jesus and all this stuff. So I was like, I was playing a chess match with this guy. So this guy, he goes, yeah, man, I'm trying to get up to, like, I'm about, like, 190 right now. I'm trying to get to 200. But, you know, I couldn't get there because I was on drugs for a long time. That was it. That's his catch. That's what he flung his bait out there to be like, you know, I was on drugs and then I turned my life to Jesus Christ. And I knew that's what he was doing. So I killed the conversation right there. I was like, yeah, you know, something like that. And then I was like, I can't remember exactly what I said, but I got the fuck out of it because I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to sucker me in with that. It's like, I just want to get my fucking chickens and then leave and then come back in a few weeks, in a week, because something fucking ate them.
I have honestly, because, you know, you run into that shit a lot at, like, Walmart or something like that.
Terrible.
I have honestly seen people out front trying to sell shit, and I've just left that store. Like, I'll be driving up, and I've seen it, and I'm like, well, because I want to go to Walmart because things are cheaper.
Yeah.
But I'll see that, and I'll just be like, fuck it. I'm going to go buy it at the convenience store.
You see those earphones you have on?
Yeah.
I keep them on, and I just give them a, hey.
That's not a bad idea. I need to do that.
I do it all the time. I don't want, and the worst thing is, like, during Christmas time is whenever, like, the Salvation Army. Because a lot of times, honestly, I don't have cash or change on me.
I don't carry that shit anymore.
I don't really carry it. Even if I do, I mean, I keep about $20 in my car at all times, just to have cash, just in case I need it. But that's about it. It's not that I don't care about these people. It's just, let me do it on my own time. Quit fucking coming up to me. But back to, like, Facebook and stuff, it's like, people just try to sucker you in with shit, and you have to just learn to avoid it. You don't have to be an asshole to it. You know, Facebook, the personal face-to-face thing with that guy who was on drugs and wants to tell me about Jesus and how it helped him, I could just, you know, that one's harder because you actually have to fucking do some verbal gymnastics to fucking get around that.
No, you don't, but to be able to be a nice guy.
Nice person. But on Facebook, I can just not answer him, not say anything to him. I know what you would have done. You would have been like, you wouldn't have said a fucking word.
No, hold up. That's not fair because I got suckered in one time and ended up buying a religious thing thinking, I got to my truck and I'm
why
like,
why did you do that?
Like, you ever just have that moment, you're there and you can't figure out how to get out of it and you're just like, well, shit. And that's kind of what happened.
I've bought stuff like, I've like, not necessarily Girl Scout cookies, but girls would be like selling like brownies so they can for their, like their softball tournaments.
I gave money. Yeah,
sometimes I'll just give them money and don't even get the cookie or whatever they're selling.
I gave an organization money one time because they were like, look, we're trying to raise money for our basketball stuff. And I was like, man, I got $5 in cash, but here you go.
Yeah, because like I don't even, like, they're selling shit. I really don't even get it. Or if I get it, I'll give it to Riley or something like that. That's what I'll do. But I don't mind that, but sometimes the religious stuff's just like,
come on, man.
How many people are you going to convert outside of fucking Walmart? You know, you probably have better luck converting people in Walmart in the checkout line who are pissed off. But besides that, that's probably the best way to go get them. But,
you know,
that's not outside the place.
Have you ever, I'd say I feel guilty about this lie, but I really don't. And you see it a lot. I've never been asked this question by a young person, but I've been asked it by an old person. What church you go to? This is the most annoying question ever. I don't know. And like I said,
it's typical for here, though.
It's typical for old people here.
Yes.
I've never been asked that question by a young person here. I've been asked it by an old person or der. And, like, I guess for them, that's a big deal. And I remember I used to be like, well, I don't go to church. You know, I kind of left out the I don't believe part, but, you know. And it got to the point where I was just like, you know what? I'm a lie. I had what church I went to, what service I went to, what the preacher. I could pretty much tell you everything about this particular place without
having. When he was talking about Isaiah 4:21, I just couldn't help but cry. And I was like, there's no Isaiah 4:21, you dumb. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God. And, yeah, I just remember the main one that kind of weirded me out. I remember I was at work one time. I'm not going to say which establishment. But I was talking to these two older ladies about something. And, I mean, these older ladies were in love with me. Like, they're probably about to give me their granddaughter's number and shit. And then it comes out, what church you go to? And I was like, well, fuck.
There you go.
And I told them I don't go to church. And they just kind of, their, like, demeanor and the behavior towards me stops. And one lady tried to break the tension and was like, well, I'm going to whoop you. And I'm like, why? A minute ago, you were about to let me fuck your granddaughter.
So, back in the day, it was the opposite for me. Whereas now, I tell them I don't. But back in the day, I did the opposite. I know what you did. But this is what happened. So, I tell them I knew most people didn't go to my grandmother's church.
Right.
So, I would say Good Hope Baptist Church. It's one of the ones on the periphery that people didn't really know about that well. You know, it's very old. Like, it's a very old. Not many young people went to it. So that's what I would use. Good Hope Baptist Church. Good Hope. That's where my grandfather went. It's the closest thing to my church, I could say, a church that I had growing up. Which, I mean, that's very, you know, pushing it, saying that my church. But the closest thing I could say to it.
Right.
Just the name for the most part. So I'd say Good Hope Baptist Church. Because I knew if I said First West or First West, maybe you could get squeezed because a lot of people go. But you said First West or First Methodist or
it's a hard squeeze.
Or Assembly or any of those, you're going to get caught.
See, I got caught. I said First West one time. And then they started asking questions. And I was like, oh, shit.
I need you to stop right now.
And, like, I sold it at first, and then it quickly came. It just, like, I couldn't sell it anymore. They kept asking fucking questions, and I was like, look, I'm not going to lie to you anymore.
I tried to lie to you and be done with it, but you fucking keep asking questions. Why'd you keep asking these questions? It's like, were you there for the abortion series, the three-week part on about abortion? It's like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Pastor yeah. Dave had a great...
Pastor Dave just inspired me to go to the nearest abortion clinic and talk to them and let them know that the love of Christ will keep you from killing your baby.
But the love of Christ will not pay for that baby after it comes out. It needs to go get a job.
It needs to get a goddamn job. So it's like, that's the problem. If you said any of those, you'd get caught because they would... You know, a lot of churches will have that. Like, they have the series on like, forgiveness or, you know, put in whatever religious thing and... If you tell somebody and they're like, were you there for so-and-so service that talked about, oh, yeah. And it's like, do you remember when Pastor so-and-so, he fell down, he goes, and he made that joke. And I'm like, yeah, it was funny. And I'm just like, if there is a God, he's pissed off at me right now because I'm a fucking ass off. But I'll tell them
I'll go to
Good Hope Baptist Church. But here's the problem. They got hostily took over by another church, which asked my grandmother about it. She's still... upset about that. She went to that church since 1930. So,
I'm just amazed that actually can happen. A bigger church can buy a smaller church, and then you got to pay and do all the bullshit to join. Speaking of which, one of our friends told me, because, you know, he was getting married, and he was trying to get married in this church. And he was like, man, I honestly thought going to this church, filling out the little card, paying my tithes, man, I was a member. I was rudely awakened. You have to go to, like, these classes and all this bullshit. Give more money.
I don't know about Baptists, but I know Catholics and stuff you have to do. Like, things that are more close to Catholic, Methodist, Episcopal, and all that shit.
The Catholic Church will not marry you if...
No, they will not. You have to be Catholic, and you have to go to classes. I know that for a fact.
You have to be brainwashed.
Well, I mean, that's anything, I guess.
Oh, man.
But,
that was an interesting wedding.
I think... The reason my grandmother's church, I guess so-and-so, failed and was taken over is because from the day it started, from 19th, because it's been around since 1905, until the day it collapsed, they were traditional. There was no rock band. There was no light show. There was no crazy super pastor who was, like, really, you know, in touch with, like, the young crowd and everything like that. They stood up. They played some piano. They had some people sing. And that's it. But they didn't make it.
Believe it or not.
And be honest with you, I had more respect for that because I think that way you can, whatever message you're trying to get across is going to be, I think, going to be more honest. And you don't have to rely on the spectacle to get people there.
You know, I kind of appreciate those churches, too, that don't do that because I hate whenever I go to a church and they're just trying to get you into it. You know, the rock band and preachers, you know.
He's got a mohawk and everything.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, just... Let's get this shit over. Even when I was a child and you're supposed to believe, because when you're young and your parents go, you're just stupid. That's all it is. When you're a child, you're just stupid and you believe because your parents tell you to. Which, granted, in my house was a little bit of a conundrum. But, you know, even then when I was younger, I was like, I'm going to this. And I'm like, man, something seems off about this. Something seems a little fishy.
I mean,
I think maybe it was too because, you know, my dad was a hardcore believer. My mom was like,
But you know what's funny is that criticism that I had, a lot of Christians have that same criticism. I was even talking to a guy I worked with for a long time, and he goes, man, if you get them to come with the rock band and the light show and all this, that's how you keep them, because if you change it up, they won't keep coming. He goes, you get them with what you put out is what you get in.
Oh, man.
And he goes, yeah. he says, yeah, things are modern a little bit, but even he had like some, you know, problems with certain things because maybe in his mind you were losing the message with, you know, the rock band and everything like that up there.
Well, unfortunately, it's something we've talked about in private, but the message in and of itself shouldn't ever change. But the problem is society as a whole has changed.
Yes.
And
I get why they do that. Yeah. They have to.
Let's take Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen gets a lot of shit. And the funny part about it is I actually kind of like him. But I wouldn't ever send any money by any means. But, you know, I like him. But I'll be the first to admit he's more of a...
prosperity.
Positive. Well, more of
positive.
A...
positive. He's
positive, a motivational speaker.
Motivational speaker. That's all he is. That talks about God every now and then.
Yeah.
That's the criticism that a lot of Christians give him is that he doesn't talk about the Bible enough.
But you look at his church, and it's the biggest church in the States, and it's packed every Sunday.
Yeah.
Remember you showed me that video of that dude posing as Joel Osteen?
And he got in?
It's pretty impressive, actually.
But you know what disturbed me the most about that?
What?
Were the women in it. Because the women looked like
they had suddenly seen a rock star.
They're like, this is a rock. Like, I was like, I think some of these women would have sex with this guy. Like, I kept looking. I was like, they're turned on by this guy. This is kind of, I guess I should have known anyone in some kind of power is going to have that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I try to give religious people a pass on that for some reason. But I was like, it doesn't matter if it's a church or it's a rock star. They got a big name and they're powerful. Some women are just gonna, they're gonna go over to it. Yeah.
Wow, how was that? Was all.
I don't know. It all started with them one of them fucking chickens and that guy trying to ask me. You know what? If I'd stopped and talked to him about Jesus, my chickens probably wouldn't have got eaten.
How many? I gotta tell this story, but it's kind of funny. Like, how many people we knew that the first time they ever did something with somebody of the opposite sex was at church camp when they were like 12.
I know. Here's the thing. There was mosque camp. Like, there was something like that, but it was either all girls or all guys.
Yeah.
There's just no,
the mosque people were not stupid.
What's going on? So I hear about people going to church camp. And it's like, yeah, man, I fingered so-and-so. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, and at the time, I wasn't thinking like, that's not really why you should be there. All I could think about is like,
whoa,
why can't I be there? And why can't it be my fingers? You know? It should be my fingers inside of her, trying to pleasure her. Why is it not? But I hear about that, and I'm like, you would think it was like something like summer camp or something like that. But I was like, church camp?
I remember.
Vacation Bible school? Shouldn't your hands be on a Bible and not in someone's vagina? I'm just like.
I remember whenever we.
All I could think was like, I want to go to church camp, mom.
We took a school field trip to one of the local kind of church camps. And these particular, and we were about 12, 13 years old, right at that age where, you know. And I remember these, like, two or three couples snuck off. And she was like, where did they go? Where did they go? And the only reason they got caught is because the guy that ratted them out, one of the girls that left was his ex. And he didn't want somebody.
They should know that thou shalt not envy. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods.
You know, I wish I could tell you I remember important shit from elementary school, but no. I remember that and how it...
Where'd they get caught at?
That part I don't remember. I just committed the guy.
Do you blame him, though? It's like, he's young. This is probably his first taste of
you
of
know,
any
as
kind
petty
of
and as vindictive as I am, I'd probably still do it at 31 years old. So.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Possibly. Don't put it past me.
It's amazing what you remember, isn't it? Like I said, I can't. You asked me to balance my checkbook right now. Couldn't do it.
You know, the funny thing is, I remember the name of the two people. I remember the name of the guy and the name of the girl.
Well, don't say their name on here.
I'm not going to say it, but I remember someone, and actually remember the person who told me
what
happened.
I remember the names of them, too, actually. I remember the couples that snuck off, and I remember the person that ratted them out.
And I'm going to ask you after the fucking. But I'm like, because here's the thing. in our family, we were kind of raised to be pretty, not, you know, one side of our family was Muslim, one side of our family was Christian, and fairly conservative. So we weren't even allowed to be around girls. Like, we were, it was much more strict than even some of my Christian friends. You know,
that's impressive.
I know, like, we weren't allowed to. I mean, I didn't have my first girlfriend until I was almost 22. Honestly.
I mean, I know you're telling the truth. I was just.
But, like, before, you know, everyone else had a girlfriend. Like, they were 13 and 12. And like,
how much does that really count, though?
I know, but it does count whenever you're 13.
That's true.
Because I was like, I didn't know. You don't understand some things, because that's how. You know, my parents and everything would go crazy if they found a bottle cap with a beer bottle. I mean,
times have changed, though.
Yeah, times have changed, but
I don't know. I say that, but your dad still is. Like, I still wouldn't dare bring a beer over here when your dad's
even my here. Mom, even my mom, like my mom and grandmother. If I told them that I was living with a girl and I was not married, they would fucking shit the fucking brick.
That's so weird to me, because I'm like, man, you don't know how somebody is until you live with them.
I know
your grandmother calls me and my girlfriend shacking up, but I'm like, you can call it whatever you want, but I ain't living with her until, I mean, I ain't marrying her until I've lived with her for a little while, because I don't.
In her defense, back in their day, that was a scandal. It was a scandal. It was something that you just didn't do. People didn't have the fucking, people had the balls to do it, didn't give a fuck. People do it now all the time. They don't have any balls. But back then, if you were shacking up, you didn't give a shit. You didn't give a fuck what anyone said. And you were the talk of the town. That's the way my grandmother grew up. And that's how she views it. But here's the thing. My mom's the same way. My mom would fucking shit. Like, I had to convince her to keep helping me with my rent in college whenever the girls moved in. Because I was like,
I remember that.
Because I was like, look, they're living with us, but we're not dating them. We're not this. They're just staying there, and they're in the top room.
We're not sleeping with them.
Not sleeping with them.
They might have been sleeping with each other. I don't know.
I don't know. But
I shouldn't say that. They were cool as hell.
They were cool, and they were probably some of the better roommates we had.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they just didn't fucking.
And they kept us out of jail a couple times. So
yeah,
big ups to that.
But, yeah, that's how even my mom and I think my dad would be, like, on the outside show that he's angry, but on the inside he kind of understands. But not, I'm telling you, my mom and my grandmother, that's how they would be. That's how they are. I know that for a fact they would be. I remember when the house burnt down and I just threw all my clothes in a bag.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that a lot of my girlfriend's underwear and panties were in there and everything. Like, we brought this bag to my grandmother. My grandmother told my mom, well, I guess they're just shacking up. And it was like, you know, dirty underwear too. Like, you know, like, you know, this girl had got horny in these underwear at some point. It wasn't just like granny panties. Like, this is like sexy underwear and stuff. Like, and I'm not about like a whole, like, enough to clothe her like five times over. You know? I just remember my grandmother, like, my grandfather just kind of smiled at it. He thought it was funny, but my grandmother goes, I guess you're just shacking up.
Well, your grandfather also got to see the world in World War II, so yeah. He's like, you know, what do you expect?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I understand. Yeah.
Good times. My mom learned a long time ago, I'm just not going to ask any questions.
That's fine. I got the opposite. I remember when, is that 2015? Yeah, 2015. No, maybe 2016. So I brought this girl up to the camp, all right, for some maybe possibly nefarious reasons. Okay, don't leave me like that. So, God, I hope my mom don't listen to this. We're there and we're making food.
You know the funny part is, I got to pause. You're 31 years old, and you're still like, Mom, please don't listen.
Don't listen to this. Yeah, I know. That's how much, I'm telling you, this is, you know, for as much shit like people give us for being Muslim as a kid, it's like, we were more religious, like, and more conservative than a lot of them were.
Yeah.
But, and here's the only reason that this is what saved us, is that someone was on the roof doing work to, it was actually my workers, the guys who helped work. They were finishing up, and even knew they knew and it's like, yeah, we were just waiting for them to leave. So it's like, well, cook, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. So, and I'm talking about, we were just staring at each other, like, I'm just waiting for them to leave because we're just gonna bah, you know. So they're there, and then all of a sudden we hear a knock on the door, and I think it's the lady who works with us, and she's maybe asking for something. I open the door, and it's my mom and my grandmother up there. And that girl's just sitting there, and she's like, oh, hey. And they start grilling her, and like, what's your name, and who's your parents, and who's this, and who, like, they think this is like a girl I'm trying to date. Okay. I'm not, she wasn't. This is a girl that she had got done with a rough time in her life, and so did I. And we were getting this roughness out of her life by fucking each other. Okay. All right. So they're asking her all these questions. I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is so fucking terrible right now. Just fucking. And then they finally left.
The only way it could be more terrible is if your mom and grandma walk in.
Oh, if they hurt, yeah, that would be a catastrophe.
I'd be like, Ferris, do I need to clear out my guest bedroom in my house?
But here's the thing. I had a special plan for that because there's two doors when you go into the camp. There's the first door and there's the second door. And the second door, there's a latch.
They might not see it, but I'm pretty sure when they hear, oh, Ferris.
I know. So... But I can latch that door. But here, the thing is, if they came to the first door, I could hear it. Even through all the commotion, I could hear it. So they come in, and then all of a sudden they leave. And the next thing I know, my sister's like texting me and like, who's this girl and all this shit. I'm like, oh my God. So my parents leave, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry about that. And she's like, I don't care. That's fine. It's okay. And then the people on the roof leave. Then it went. Then it was time. It went down. It went down like a fucking clown.
This podcast went a whole different direction than what we were.
Oh, shit. And I just, you know, I haven't reached that time in my life where I could tell my grandmother, like, look, I went through a bad breakup. She went through a bad breakup. We just needed this.
That time will never come, by the way.
Yeah.
I know your grandmother, and she is just... There will never be a time
it's
to tell
okay.
her.
It's okay. I use protection. I use a condom.
There will never be a time. Your mom might be a little bit more forgiving. Might. I don't know. That's a hard sell, too. Your mom might be a little bit more forgiving. Your grandma? No,
that's for sure. But that's pretty much...
Like, your grandma calls me and my girlfriend shacking up. And never mind the fact, you know, we've planned out this life together and all this. You know, it's in her mind, we're...
It's 1940s mindset versus 2019 mindset, then just
I know,
just a
that's
different.
That's why I forgive it, but
it's like you can't understand it, but she can't understand it. It's just best like you do what you do, she does what she does. But yeah, that's just one almost get caught story. I've got plenty of them.
Have you ever had to have a chick hide under the covers because
of what
they were coming? They came in.
No. No, never had that. Haven't got that. I'm pretty fucking sneaky when I need to be. I'm a fucking ninja when I need to be. I can be a sneaky little fuck.
Let's get back on topic here. Well, I'll let you pick what topic I have written down. I have Bernie Sanders. It was on Joe Rogan. Intergender MMA matches, Louisiana governor's race, who's to blame for the hostility in America right now, Trump and the media, and sports video games. I'll let you pick.
Let's do the Trump media one because Jay had asked about that.
All right. Well, the question was who's to blame for the current hostility in America, the Trump or the media? My answer is you could probably make a fair blame for both.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. The media... First of all, the media created Trump. Let's not get that fucking twisted.
Right.
Before he was president, I'm talking before he even started running for president, they were in love with him. They were one of his shows. They promoted him. They were like, look how crazy and wacky he is. He's so funny, blah, blah, blah. As soon as he had that R in the back of his name, in front of his name, said Republican, all of a sudden they're like, he's a fucking fascist and blah, blah, blah. And then this guy that you promoted... you knew he was this brash, just egotistical maniac.
And who had fuck you money.
Who had fuck you money. And then you promoted him and didn't think that maybe one day this dude would be the most powerful man on earth. And then when he becomes the most powerful man on earth, he's doing exactly what you wanted him to do when he wasn't president, and you're surprised now? Go fuck yourself. All the fucking media, every fucking one of them can go fuck themselves. Now, here's the thing. Trump, did you see what he did? I think it's Anthony Comey from New York or whatever. Did you see what he did?
No.
People are calling him Fredo for some reason. So Trump, he fucking put this on his fucking social media page. I had to look to make sure that it was actually Trump and not like a parody account. You know the scene in The Godfather? Maybe you don't remember it, but there's a scene where Fredo, the older brother, is like, I was passed over. I'm not dumb. I'm smart. So Trump had got somebody to put that guy's face on Fredo and had his face put on Michael Corleone's. This is 2019, man. This is where we're at. You could, if you designed a video game in the 1980s to describe 2019, you'd be like, I don't know if I could play this video game because it's so unrealistic. It makes zero sense that the president of the United States would do something like this.
And that's why people love him, though. Let's be real here. That
it is. It's because we've been infected by this crazy-ass culture that wants us to be brash and egotistical maniacs. And then all of a sudden, we elect a brash, egotistical maniac, and we're wondering, like, oh, how did this happen? It's like, what do you think our culture's been like since 2002? It's been that insanity. What else can you expect?
I still believe it all started with Jersey Shore.
I mean,
that to me,
you know what? I think it started. This, I'm going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
The real world, not the real world, but Surreal Life on VH1. It spawned it. I'm telling you. I mean, you had what's his name, the mini me guy, on his fucking moped.
Drunk
as fuck, going,
and then pissing off the side.
And we ate it up, and we didn't realize the monster we were creating. And it just fucking snowballed until we had
the Kardashians.
And it all snowballed into this fucking maniac becoming the president of the United States. Oh, man. And we're all surprised now. We're all surprised. When we shouldn't be surprised, we should have expected it.
And the weirdest part is just, man, the people that hate him fucking hate him. And the people that love him love him. And it's like,
it's a weird cult on both sides.
And somebody asked me the other day, we were talking about it, and it was like, man, can you really name anything he's done, good or bad? And I was like, not really.
I mean,
can you? I can't even name, I'm not talking like policy. I'm not talking like what he says. I'm talking like straight up policy wise. Can you?
It's like he's done some things, but I'm not sure how they are panning out. It's like,
no, it's like, I don't know where they've gone. I don't know.
Even if he has done something good or bad, can you really name him? Because all people really give a fuck is what he says.
Like, say what you want to about Obama, but we all remember Obamacare. Still being affected by it.
Yeah.
Good or bad. You remember it. George Bush. No Child Left Behind.
All that stuff.
September 11th. Bill Clinton. Monica Lewinsky. I'm sure he did. But he also, you know, he was very good with the money, too. So, yeah.
Well, if you look at Bush and you look at Obama, their personalities are very...
They're very cautious about every
cautious
word
about
they say.
Cautious about everything they say. They're very passive.
They weigh and measure every word.
So if you look at Obama, if you could criticize Obama for anything, is that he's kind of a pussy in a way. He was kind of someone that was like, he didn't really talk that tough. He was kind of like very passive.
Yeah.
And then you get the opposite of the end of the spectrum. You get Trump. But I don't think Obama is what made Trump win. I think what made Trump win is because every single person who was just trying to live their life was being told they were a racist, sexist piece of shit. And they were fucking just, they were in flyover country and they're not worth dignity. And then you have this guy who I can't say if Trump really gives a fuck about him or not, but he acts like it. And he says, no, you're part of the American process too. You're just as valuable as the people on the East Coast and the West Coast. And guess what? for 15 to 20 years, those people in the middle of the country were told that they were just these country bumpkins whose opinions didn't matter. And then you had someone come and say, you matter. And then you're surprised that he won? Come on. I don't blame him for voting for him. I don't.
No.
And with all, and I know this sounds crazy, it's me not being a real big Trump fan at all. It's like, seeing what we got, I don't know if I want them over Trump. At least the media kind of holds Trump at bay a little bit, because we know they won't do it with Democrats in charge. No.
Unless it's a Democrat that the Democrats really didn't want to win. Like Bernie.
Well, what Hillary?
They would have let Hillary get... Shit, they have let Hillary...
get away with suiciding?
I'm not... I am not
liberty free to say.
I'm not talking...
I'm not talking about that. No, but... objectively, Hillary's worse than Trump. As bad as Trump is... how you said you can't really name anything bad or really good about Trump.
Yeah.
You can name a shit ton of bad about fucking Hillary. That is backed up by facts.
I think it was Jeff Foxworthy one time, and this was way before Trump ran, but it was probably back when even George Bush Jr. was still in the office. He said something that made a lot of sense. And he was talking about a show he was doing. But he said, you know, but he was kind of just going to these weird, obscure places and talking to people and seeing what goes on in middle America and stuff. And he's like, you know, I wanted to do this show because you have New York and L.A. and East Coast and West Coast. And he goes, outside of those places, you have almost 200 million people that could just give a fuck about what goes on in L.A. and New York. And I was like, yep. And those people got forgotten, you know. Some poor guy in bumfucked Egypt, Iowa, he got forgotten. People in this town got forgotten. And Donald Trump, whether he really does care, he at least acts like he does. Hillary Clinton doesn't give a shit about bumfucked Egypt, Iowa.
She doesn't at all. It actually showed, because she didn't go in the places that Trump won that he wasn't supposed to win. She goes, I'm winning those. And he went and fucking campaigned hard in there.
He got Arizona. Nobody saw that coming.
No. Trump's fucking mastermind with some things, man.
I saw the best meme when Trump got elected. It was, you know, Will Ferrell's character from Elf. And it was that one scene where he's drinking coffee, just all like stoic and like, and then the next scene was like, yes. And on top it says, when you find out Trump's president, and he's all like, and at the bottom it says, but you see the liberal butthurt. When I saw the picture of that one girl, you would probably remember it. She was just bawling because she couldn't quite understand how Trump won. And I was like, you know, I'm not really happy about Trump winning. I'm really not. But that makes me happy.
Seeing y'all's misery fucking gives me happiness.
You remember when we were watching the election live or whatever, and I think it was Anderson. No, it wasn't Anderson Cooper. It was No. Who's the guy that does the nightly news at 5:30 or whatever?
Chris Overman?
Maybe. I don't know. You know him if you saw him, but they was talking about how Trump can win and how he was probably going to win, and you just hear him go, oh, Jesus, on the TV.
It's like,
man, dude, you got to be a little bit more balanced. I realize your integrity's gone anyway, but.
We know what you're up to. We know you're fully on the Democratic side.
I really wonder if some of these people could come out and. I don't know. You know who Chris Pratt is, right?
Yeah.
Man, how much shit he's been given for just being, you know, a religious, patriotic person. He hasn't said anything bad, but he...
He gets a lot of shit. It's like, I care less. It's like, how could someone be like that? It's like, do you know anyone like that? Because I know a lot of people like that are cool.
I was like, man, I judge people by their actions and what they say. And as far as I can tell, never done anything bad to anybody. Seems like a nice guy. They were saying his shirt that had the Don't Tread on Me thing was racist. I'm like...
No, it's not.
I mean, if you search hard, I'm sure you could probably maybe stretch an example, but...
I think it's definitely something more someone right-wing is going to wear.
Oh, for sure.
Or at least, you know, stereotypically, anyways. I mean, I have a shirt that has that. But I'm not a white nationalist. And it's like, if you're a liberal, you should want that, too. A shirt like that. It's like, it's just, don't fuck with my rights. That's all that means.
Yeah.
You know? But.
They've been straight in. Stop.
I heard there's a there's a curse, a Chinese curse, says, may you live in interesting times. Well, then we live in very interesting times. Our country, it's so fucking, I don't know where we're going from here.
I think it will get better, but I think it's going to get worse before. Yeah, I think like anything, it's going to, and I hate these people talking about, oh, let's not have a civil war. That didn't work out for anybody the first go around. No. Truly, it really didn't. You know, but, I mean, is that real, you know, Republicans want it because, oh, we'll take, here's the problem, okay, and you might not agree with me.
Okay.
Yes, Republicans are more likely to be like, yeah, I got my guns, blah, blah, blah. Problem is, I'm not sure a second civil war will be fought, like, front lines and all that. You know, who's more likely to be a tech people, though?
Liberals.
Not really sure the next civil war will be fought in a battlefield with guns. I'm kind of thinking the Republicans will show up with their AKs and their assault rifles, and the next thing you know, here comes drones with bombs.
Well, maybe that, but it's maybe like they just shut off the fucking power. They fucking shut off communications.
The internet. Yeah, I mean,
shut off the internet.
We need to work on it. You know, as a country, we need to figure out what are.
You can't even say, it's like, hey, man, maybe you should agree to disagree with people you don't agree with.
And they're like, have to give,
and they're like, well, these people think that my existence is something against their beliefs. Like, shut the fuck up.
Don't
hang with those people. It's like, even most people, even because Christianity is the biggest religion in the United States, a lot of the anti-LGBT stuff does stem from religious stuff.
Right.
But most people who were religious don't really give a fuck about the person that they know who's gay. They may not agree with them. They think it's a sin, but they're not going to fucking drag them behind a fucking Chevy.
I remember I actually did change somebody's mind one time because they were, you know, they were looking at it from a religious aspect. And I was like, these people aren't trying to get married because they want to go get married in a church and all this. These people know they really ain't wanted there. They're not stupid. What they want is to be able to make decisions for their loved ones if need be. Because, you know, if your state doesn't recognize gay marriage, let's say two people are gay. Well, something happens to one of them. This has been this guy's life partner for 25 years. He ain't talked to his real family and 40.
Yeah.
But that closest member in his real family gets to make a decision over this dude because they don't recognize gay marriage. It's like, man, that's bullshit. And, you know, I kind of changed that person's mind a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, these people aren't trying to go get married in churches for the most part. And
I think most people know that. And like I was saying with like the religious people, I was like, most probably religious people, they probably know someone who's gay and they probably don't give a shit. But the people in San Francisco think that these country bumpkins, religious folks, just hate them. And it's like, yeah, it's probably. Most people don't really give a fuck about anyone but themselves, really, and their closest family and everything.
They don't really either. They just try to,
you know. In fact, the person on the left is probably more likely to be hateful against someone who's just a religious person than, you know. And they could be religious themselves, but they're super liberal.
You know, I got to say, I've never seen anything of a Republican going up to a Bernie Sanders person, like, just out of their way. Anyway, you know, I've never seen it. Just somebody sitting on a couch in a lobby somewhere wearing a Bernie Sanders shirt, and I've never seen a conservative come up to them and start virtue signaling. I have seen
Hit them with a fucking bike lock.
Right. I have seen the opposite. I have seen someone sitting there minding their fucking business wearing a MAGA hat and be assaulted.
Yeah.
We've seen a video of some poor person saying make Bitcoin great again. She got maced thinking it was.
Yeah.
I don't know who the San Francisco mayor was at this time. That person deserved to be fucking booted from office. Because when you're like, yes, I'm all about this riot, not supporting Milo Yiannopoulos coming. I butchered his last name. I apologize. But when you're like, okay, with destruction of property and your people rioting in your city because someone's speaking, when you're okay
and
with
that. And you tell the police to not intervene? Come on. You can't fucking do that. It's even worse in Portland.
I don't know. I saw something somewhere where it's getting a little better in Portland. Like, a lot of it's died down.
Yeah. I mean, they probably. I saw a thing where they told cops to back down, and the cops were like, this is fucking insane. And I bet the cops are probably more liberal than most cops in the country, and I bet even they were like, we can't allow people to be in the streets and trying to direct traffic. You can't allow that. Not a civilized society. Because you don't know. A lot of these liberals, they like to say punch Nazis, but what are you going to do when you go up to that dude wearing a MAGA hat and
He punches
you. You punch him, and he beats your fucking ass. Or even worse, you hit him with a bike lock, and he pulls out his gun and fucking guns you down. Because I guess what? I'm not going to cry for you whenever that happens.
No, I'm not going to cry for you whenever you get ran over, too. I'm like, well, stand in the street. What do you expect to happen?
Yeah, but could you imagine whether you're left or right and your fucking loved one died because they can't get the ambulance down the road?
I'm sorry, but at that point, if you're in the middle of the street, you're fair game. If, like, this person's life is on the line because of something and you're just blocking traffic because, oh, my God, I ain't going to cry. I ain't going to miss you.
No.
Like, it's a fucking street with oncoming traffic. What did you expect to happen? You know, and I can say that for some other shit, too. Like, what did you expect to happen?
Yeah.
And it seems like it seems like these places are becoming so much more extreme to each side. And it's like if we can even say that here, you know, this place is like seemingly working hard to prove how conservative it is. And it's like, whoa, kind of got to relax a little bit.
What I've told people is that the same problem, we have the same problem that San Francisco has. And what I mean by that is they're so stuck in their ideology, they can't fucking see past anything.
Yeah.
But guess what? In North Louisiana, we're the same thing, just on the opposite side. We could probably use a little bit of more liberalism over here. And I want to say that. But like, oh, what do you mean? I just mean, like, maybe not be stuck in your fucking ways and everything. But over there, it's like maybe realize that not everyone wants to see two half-naked guys walking down the road, or a naked guy walking down the road, you know.
Maybe rings. Letting people openly shit in your street is not.
Shit in your street. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Because everything you see tries to say how nice of a place San Francisco is. And I'm sure it is from the air. And certain places I'm sure are lovely. But I just don't know how much I could go a place that's nice when people might be projectile shitting into the street.
They have apps that tell you where shit is. Like, people can update the app and tell you where there's a pile of shit in the city.
Like, you would get arrested for that here. How do you not get arrested for that there?
They allow it to happen. And needles and all kinds of shit.
I was actually reading an article. Like, there's this almost huge mass exodus from California of people just like, fuck this shit.
That's why people think that Texas is going to go blue in the next 10, 20 years.
I could see it.
You know, a lot of people are moving to Texas. And, like, for the most part, I think Texas has a lot of things right. Not everything.
Property taxes are a little bit high, but I think a lot of them.
You know, it's very conservative, very red, but, you know, it has enough big cities to kind of, you know, make it a little purple, you know, I guess you'd say, instead of blue.
I don't know. Maybe once everybody moves out of California, we can go get some property on the beach for cheap.
Fuck, man. Think about it. I've been to California. It's fucking beautiful.
Places that are just beautiful.
Just places that you don't have that landscape here. Just like...
You're not going to be able to be on a surfboard in the ocean and look out and see snow-capped mountains.
Yeah, it's like, and here's the thing. I've met a lot of people from California. Most people are just, you think that these purple-haired fucking dudes are shitting on the streets and injecting heroin. For the most part, it's not. It's just, and you'd be surprised how many people are pretty conservative in the state.
There's a lot of people that hate that shit, too.
Yeah, they fucking hate it, too. They don't, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the cities have a lot of, well, you gave a great example. Someone was telling me about Oregon. It's a girl she's from Oregon.
Yeah.
And she goes, on one side of the mountains towards the east, it might as well be West Monroe, Louisiana. And on the other side, it's San Francisco, Portland.
I had a thought and it left. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is, like, you can make some fucking arguments about how shitty Louisiana is. And you would be right about a lot of things. But for the most part, people are pretty cool. The food's good. You know, it gets a little hot during the summer, but
a little hot.
The winter isn't terrible. You know, there's give and take and everything.
One of my friends lives in Denver, and they were saying about how there's kind of this weird war going on between the locals and the people who are moving in, because when marijuana became legal there, they had an influx of people, just a massive influx. And she said what happened is the property values and the property rates and everything went up because of the influx, because they could charge that much. And she said what is happening is the locals hate the people coming in, especially like the Californians, because that's what's coming in a lot is Californians. You know, they drove the prices up. They you know, they're very liberalist, where originally it was kind of a little bit more, you know, it wasn't hardcore, it wasn't West Monroe Republican, but it was, you know, I guess if there's like a liberal Republican.
Because I'm kind of saying this, like there was a liberal center of Denver, but then the outskirts was like the super kind of conservative Republican area.
Yeah. And she was telling me that there's just like this hardcore war between them because, you know, she's like, there's a lot of people that just came here to smoke pot and don't want to do anything else.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, if you're there just because you need to make a better life for yourself, they kind of don't care. But she's like, if you're just there because you want to smoke pot, they hate you. Which, I mean, I guess I can understand.
Yeah.
How much longer do you think it'll be before just pot, marijuana is just legal?
10 years.
10 years?
I think federally 10 years.
How long before you think the state of
Louisiana will hold out for...
There's still...
hold out. Louisiana or Mississippi. But who knows? I mean, Louisiana could become legal tomorrow, as far as we know. I mean, I don't think it will, but...
I think there's just too old of... Too many people with old watched Reefer Madness back in the day.
Yep.
It's terrible. No, it's not. Won't you? I think the people who never smoked should smoke once and just be like, oh, this ain't that bad. You know, you actually listen to the Dare. Don't listen to Dare. One, they're fucking stupid.
I like something about Dare said. It's like, I promise never to do drugs. And someone says, we should revise it. I probably won't do heroin. This is probably more honest.
You know, I was joking with a friend because, you know, some of the properties we cut aren't in the best neighborhoods. And you never fail. You see somebody that, and I was like, you know, instead of telling how bad drugs are, it's just bring some of these characters in and just be like, you know.
Bring the heroin addict who talks to himself all the time. That'll keep most people from like, fuck.
And then gets into an argument with himself and wants to whoop his own ass because.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Like, all right, that convinced me. I'm not going to do heroin.
I mean, drugs are bad. My problem with saying drugs are bad is when you, most people are going to start off with marijuana.
Yeah.
There's a difference between marijuana and heroin.
Saying drugs is like saying, it's like saying sports.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you have football and then you have golf. They're both sports, but they're nothing alike.
Yeah.
You know, there's no such thing as a drug-free society. There's drugs for everything. But PCP and marijuana are just not the same. PCP and or
you
heroin,
notice,
a lot of these other drugs are not the same.
You notice they never cover prescription drugs in those classes?
Yeah, which are probably the worst.
Which are the worst. It's known to be the worst, but it's like, you know, I guess because one's given by a doctor, one's given by the dude on the corner, you know, it makes it okay. But it's like, man, that shit kills more people than, you know, some heroin ever did.
I want to say, like, saw places that they were having pill problems, and then I want to say cut down on the pills because people would rather have the pills, their opiates and opioids, than actually have the heroin.
Yeah.
Because it's cleaner, it's safer, it's everything.
You know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting. It's a guy in a lab coat with a degree in chemistry making it, or pharmacology, versus a person in a fucking trailer park and making whatever the fuck he's making out of fucking turpentine and whatever fuck else he does. You know, yeah. You'd rather have that. Is it black tar heroin, you know? I was watching a thing called On Dope on Netflix, and they had this guy, they blurted it out, but he was on PCP, and he had his intestines were hanging out of his body. And he was walking around crazy.
That's what's up.
I was like, I'd hate to, like... Here's the thing. It's already, even no matter how good you are at jiu-jitsu, it's already hard to hold somebody down and submit them if they don't know jiu-jitsu. It's tough.
Yeah.
And then you have to do it to somebody who's fucking naked and sweating and going fucking ape shit and trying to bite. And
doesn't like, matter, what, you know, you can break the arm and they don't care.
Yeah, you're just like, might as well not even put them in joint locks because they don't give a fuck. You have to choke them unconscious. But, you know. He could be 150 pounds and not very big, but that's a tough motherfucker to try to hold down and stop someone going, who's willing to break their limbs to get out of things. It's like, how do you? Like I said, I don't care how long you've been training jiu-jitsu. It's like how tough that is to do. Not to mention they're fucking naked and sweating.
And the funny part is when you tase them, yeah, their muscles seize up, but they don't feel it.
Yeah, it's like,
their body just stops, but as soon as that electric charge stops, they're just like, bloop.
I'm back to it. You ever seen that dude that fucking did it like karate? He was karate chopped, and then he was like 18 cops around him. You don't remember? He's like in a trench coat and everything. No. And he did a flying like kick at a bunch of cops. And then they got him. They held him down, and somehow he was able to wiggle himself away. And they finally caught him again. And he was sitting up in the gurney while they were putting him in the ambulance. And he was like, "Fuck you, motherfuckers!"
I saw that dude get tased at the bar because they kept telling him to put his hands behind his back, and he wouldn't do it. And they tased him, and they were like, "Put your hands behind your back. I can't move."
But this guy, like, so. I remember someone made a meme of it, and they added kung fu fighting to it. It is so perfect. Everyone was, because he ran and like jumped, and like held his body like this, and threw his kick. Like, I was like, what is this guy doing? It's like, fuck, man, I want to be a cop, do all that kind of shit. Because in that time, like, if think about it, if they did that, and then the cops just beat the shit out of him, people would give the cop shit. It's like, you didn't see this dude fucking kung fu fly kick across the fucking air trying to kick people and bite people. It's like, I would beat his ass too. It's like, the best part is that they had held him down, and then he got up and started running, and like somehow or some way they caught him again, and just him talking shit to the camera. I'll show it to you after we're done. Right. Fucking hilarious.
God bless America.
It was great. We actually had an hour and 20 minutes.
Alright, wrap it up.
Yeah. Can you do Sunday or Saturday?
Potentially. Girlfriend's coming back in town, so. Potentially. I don't want to say yes or no.
What about Friday?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll talk about it. Yeah. We'll see what it is. Anything to say before you go?
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs and stay out of trouble with the cops, guys. Please like and share it on Facebook. It really helps us out. Also, this episode is brought to you by A1 steak sauce.
No, it's not. Don't you dare. Quit trying to make us out better than we are.
Okay. All right, guys. We're done. See you later.